This is Chairman Daldio dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Offices, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tammy Burris, please note the following medical letter. The first name is T-A-M-M-Y, last name B-U-R-R-U-S, period. On January 7th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. Let me spell Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, last name Burris, B-U-R-R-U-S. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old female, height 5'3", weight 155 pounds, who is involved in a work injury on or about December 18th, 2019, period. She was in class moving a computer when the chair went backwards as she was sitting and she fell on her buttocks, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury, period. Later in the day, she had pain in her neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, buttocks, comma, and low back, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain in her neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, and low back, period. The low back pain is an aggravation of a prior injury of 2018, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain consists of a constant type aching pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. She was informed that she had a herniated disc with radiculopathy, period. Her treatment has consisted of a couple injections, physical therapy, and medication, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder, down her right arm, to the mid-arm area, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain was treated with medication and physical therapy, period. It is a constant aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the arm, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with radiculopathy, period. She does have a bulging disc from an old injury of 2018, period. Her back is now 75% worse since this injury, period. The pain was prior to this fall injury a 4 out of 10 and is now a 9 out of 10, period. It is a constant pain, period. The pain radiates down the left leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was 1 week later. She was seen at physical therapy at a couple facilities, period. She was seen at Ortho Indy and sent to physical therapy, period. She was referred to another doctor as well, and she had a couple injections in her neck, period. She was given medicine and physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 30 pounds, comma, sitting over 3 hours, comma, standing over 2 hours, comma, housework, comma, roller skating, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include pregabalin and Diflunac, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes the above two medicines, as well as exercises and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for a hysterectomy. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck or right shoulder in the past, period. The low back was injured in 2018 at work while lifting, resulting in a herniated disc, period. The pain became 75% worse after this work injury of December of 2019, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not had any serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor accidents and none required treatment, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is an administrative assistant, part-time, period. She does work with pain and requires frequent breaks, period. She did miss approximately 3.5 years of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Records from Ortho Indy Northwest, July 26, 2021. Patient has not progressed much since starting physical therapy, period. She may benefit from a TENS unit, period. August 20th, 2021, Ortho Indy Northwest. Patient is here for follow-up of her right shoulder and low back pain, period. Overall, her shoulder has improved. She is still having some pain and tightness, period. Assessment 1, low back pain. 2, cervical radiculopathy, period. Plan recommending men getting an IVC unit. That's IVC unit, period. Ortho Indy, June 11th, 2021. Plan reviewed the options with the patient regarding the treatment of their pain, comma, which includes but is not limited to medication, comma, a TENS unit, comma, injections, comma, other non-interventional modalities, comma, or surgery, period. We discussed the pros and cons of each option, period. Patient has elected to try physical therapy, period. Ortho Indy note, August 15th, 2022. Restrictions include no prolonged standing over 30 minutes, comma, no repetitive lifting, comma, twisting or bending, comma, no prolonged sitting over 30 minutes, comma, sit down work only, comma, the patient must be able to sit or stand as needed, comma, no climbing ladders, comma, scaffolds or platforms, period. Patient states neck pain was a direct result of fall at work from December 18th of 2019, period. Ortho Indy, May 13th, 2022. Patient is here for follow-up of her neck pain, period. Overall, she is doing about the same, period. Assessment 1, cervical pain. 2, cervical radiculopathy. Plan, proceed with injection as planned, period. Ortho Indy note, February 25th, 2022. Patient is here for follow-up of her neck and lower back pain, period. Assessment of cervical radiculopathy, period. I did review her MRI of the cervical spine, period. I did order an injection of her radiating right shoulder and neck pain, period. Ortho Indy note, January 28, 2022. Patient's MRI of the cervical spine does show loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Does have a disc bulge, period. MRI of the cervical spine, January 12, 2022. At C6-7, mild disc space narrowing, marginal osteophyte formation, period. Small central protrusion, slightly indents the ventral fecal sac, comma. Ventral CSF space is incompletely effaced, period. July 23rd, 2021, intra-articular injection in the shoulder, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the work injury of December 18th, 2019, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today's date, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin was unremarkable, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, heat and tenderness, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 26 degrees, comma, extension 14 degrees, comma, side bending 16 degrees on the left, comma, 18 degrees on the right, comma, rotation 22 degrees left and 20 degrees right, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination, unremarkable, period. Examination of the left shoulder was unremarkable, period. Right shoulder had tenderness and crepitance, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right shoulder with extension diminished by 16 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 22 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 28 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 14 degrees, comma, and external rotation by 18 degrees, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished strength, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness, period. There was diminished strength, period. Flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 74 degrees left and 86 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. There's a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. There was diminished sensation involving the dorsal and ventral aspect of the left foot, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and herniated nucleus pulposus at C6-7, period. Number 2, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 3, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain and radiculopathy, period. Number 4, aggravation of prior injury of the lumbar spine from a 2018 work injury, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of December 18th, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following three impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for an 11% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment on top of her old injury impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 17% whole body impairment using the combined tables as it relates to the work injury of December 18th, 2019, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical, right shoulder, and lumbar regions as a result of this work injury period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Dr. Hume, H-U-M-E, advised the patient that she may need surgery in her neck in the future, and I certainly agree with this if the patient has not responded to conservative treatment, period. Ongoing medication of an over-the-counter and prescription nature would be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some additional injections in the neck would cost $2,500, period. A TENS unit would be $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.